The most performed musical at high schools this past year was The Addams Family. That is according to the annual play survey released today by the Educational Theater Association, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
There's some good news and some stress among high school theater teachers. First, theater programs are rebounding from the pandemic. On average, attendance is up 13% from last year.
Good morning. Welcome to high school.
Mean Girls is in this year's top 10. This is from J.J. Pierce High School in Richardson, Texas.
They call those 3D plastics. They're shiny, big, and hard.
They play their little mind games on the around the schoolyard.
More than 2,300 teachers responded to the play survey. It's a glimpse into what's popular and the educational climate. At a time of book banning and plays being challenged, 85% said they are at least somewhat concerned about censorship. 67% said those concerns are influencing their selections for next year.
So these are teachers who are really in self-preservation mode.
Jennifer Katona is the Educational Theater Association's executive director.
Teachers know that they need to be smart about what they're putting on their stages so that they can keep the spaces for their students.
Just a single complaint from a parent can have a show pulled.
Danny Issa is the theater teacher at Washington Liberty High School in Arlington, Virginia. Despite his concerns about censorship, he and a lot of other schools put on Almost Maine, a play about relationships that includes two gay characters.
Because there is one thing in this world that does make me feel good or make sense to me, and it's you, Randy.
Issa says the first time he directed Almost Maine, he asked his predecessor about the potential backlash.
And he said, you know, I'm not going to censor anything we put on the stage. Like, these are real issues that our students are going through, that people are going through, that our community is going through. And I know that here at the school district, the administration is going to have our back no matter what. And I felt so empowered by his message of not backing down from potential controversy because it's what our students are going through.
Issa says so many people showed up for closing night, they had to open up the balcony. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.